Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your... Hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
If my voice can make it through this last hour, please, God, give me strength for my voice to make it through the last hour. It's been a long day. It's been a crazy day. The day started. This is Wayne Allen Root, by the way. The Root's on fire. The day started at 5 o'clock in the morning. I woke up for a 6:30 hit, TV hit with Ed Henry on Sunrise America on Real America's Voice TV network with Ed and Karen. And then at about 10:50 a.m. Vegas time, I had a hit with Charlie Kirk on his national show, TVN Radio. And in between, I had to write the entire rundown for my Real America's Voice TV show because it's my top 10 countdown. The only person who can decide the top 10 countdown is me. So it's not like anybody else, some producer or some little assistant, can decide the countdown. You know, usually that's who writes the countdown. Excuse me, the countdown. The rundown for any TV show or any radio show is a production assistant or a producer or an associate producer. But if I'm the one who's deciding the top 10 stories, only I could possibly do the rundown. So it took me 90 minutes to create the rundown. Then I had to write my commentary for the opening of the show and also for Creator Syndicate that goes out all over the country on Sunday, nationally syndicated newspaper column. That took me an hour and a half to write. So there's 3 hours between the rundown and the commentary, plus Ed Henry, plus Charlie Kirk, plus picking college football winners for tomorrow's games to give to my staff to put out on my website, VegasWinners.com. And then I have to actually do the one-hour show. We tape it today, and then it airs tomorrow at noon East Coast time, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Real America's Voice TV network. So I had to film the one-hour show, and included in that was an interview with President Trump. But because we didn't know how long President Trump's interview would go, we assumed about 15 minutes. It went 30, and we had to carve out all the time to run it on the show and then backdate the time and figure out how much time was left for my top 10 countdown. So by the time we were done filming a one-hour show, took about 2.5 hours. And then I had my first meal of the day. I had that breakfast for lunch at 3 in the afternoon. And then I stepped out here and did Lindell TV, and now I'm doing USA Radio for the last hour. That was my day today. When I say I'm the hardest working man in showbiz, I'm not kidding. Here's my commentary. How different would America be today if Trump was still president? This is the easiest column I've ever written. It's so simple to imagine what America would be like today if Trump was still president. What a tragedy that we allowed a brain-dead, feeble, confused old man with dementia and diapers and his radical, anti-American, globalist, communist handlers to destroy the greatest country in world history in only 22 months. Let's start with the obvious. How did this happen? The 2020 election was stolen. That's how they removed Trump from office and installed a man who doesn't know who he is, where he is, or what he's doing. A man who can't put two sentences together and who can't attract more than 20 people in concentric circles to his speeches, yet they want us to suspend reality and believe he got 81 million votes, the most in history. Never happened. And look what they did to us after rigging and stealing the election. They quickly put a plan in place to disassemble America, overwhelm the economy, make America poor again, destroy the middle class, make America unsafe, and to open the borders and make America foreign to Americans. And as a bonus, they put in place a disastrous foreign policy of liberal weakness, wokeness, and appeasement that has set the entire world on fire. Now World War III is upon us. not just any world war, but a nuclear war that threatens to end the world as we know it. Now, I've been warning about this for months on my national radio show and Lindell TV show and Real America's Voice. Last week was my number two story in my top 10 countdown was, are we in World War III? Days ago, Biden agreed with me. He announced publicly we're closer to nuclear Armageddon, his words, than at any time since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And by the way, I think if my math's right, the Cuban Missile Crisis, I think it was 1962, right? 1962, I was born in 61. All right, I was born in 61. So the Cuban Missile Crisis is basically as old as me. So it's been 60 years since we've been this close to nuclear Armageddon, says, not Wayne Root, says Joe Biden. He's the one getting us in it, and he's saying it. What a fine job you've done, Joe, and in record time. Wow. Let's hear it for Joe. Now let's look at exactly where we'd be if Trump was still president of the United States. And yes, I'm a pretty sharp and successful businessman, and I do believe in every bone of my body that Trump is the rightful, 100% legitimate president. This should never have happened. If Trump were still president, we would have energy independence. We'd be selling our oil and gas to other countries all over the world. Gas would be $3 per gallon or less. In many areas of the country, like in Texas, it would probably be $2 a gallon. And middle-class Americans would be enjoying low prices and record prosperity. OPEC would no longer have power over our lives, and we certainly would not be begging our socialist enemy, Venezuela, for an oil deal. We would have low to zero inflation. Groceries would cost dramatically less than they cost now. Middle-class consumers would be literally dancing in the aisles. The stock market would be thousands of points higher. Trillions of dollars have been lost since Biden became president. All those trillions would be back in the hands of consumers, business owners, and retirement accounts of Americans. Russia would never have invaded Ukraine. So not only would there be no threat of World War III or nuclear Armageddon, but American taxpayers would have an extra $100 billion still in the bank, because that's the amount of money we've given away to President Zelensky and his Ukrainian mafia and Nazi cronies. North Korea wouldn't be shooting rockets over Japan. Iran would be broke, starved of funding by Trump. The Taliban would not have $80 billion of our military equipment, and 13 U.S. soldiers would still be alive, looking forward to Christmas at home with their families. Our cities would not be destroyed by the worst crime wave in history, simply because Trump doesn't allow violent criminals to walk free while defunding and demoralizing police. And a large percentage of police would not be retired in the past 22 months. We'd have plenty of cops to keep us safe. How many Americans out of the tens of thousands murdered since Biden took over would be alive and looking forward to Christmas with their families if Trump was president? Brittany Griner, the WNBA star in a Russian prison cell, the lesbian WNBA star in a Russian prison cell, would be home with her wife and family. Trump and Putin would have negotiated her release in a matter of days. There certainly would not be 87,000 new IRS agents hired to harass, intimidate, and bankrupt the American people. Although Trump and I disagree on the COVID vaccine, and we disagree strongly, if Trump was still president, millions of Americans would never have been forced to take the experimental jab or risk losing their job. Trump is strongly against mandates. He would never have forced one American to take the vaccine against their will. How many Americans would still be alive or uninjured today if never forced to take the vaccine by Biden's mandate? How many would still have their jobs? I saved the most important for last. Open borders. With Trump in the White House, we'd have a secure border. That means 5 million new illegals allowed in since Biden became president would not be in our country. How many billions of dollars would be saved? And think of all the criminals who have come in through that open border. How many Americans murdered in the past 22 months would still be alive? How many communities and schools would be safer if Trump was president instead of Biden? If Trump was still president, America would be much nicer, wealthier, healthier, and safer place. There'd be prosperity instead of inflation. We'd still be dominating the world instead of facing World War III. America would be great again. What a difference. Night and day, life and death. That is my new column that will be out this weekend at Wilson with the opening of my national TV show that you'll see tomorrow at noon Eastern on Real America's Voice Network. How different would America be today if Trump was still president? So lots of things going on. Lots of good news, by the way. Breaking news, the Delaware Supreme Court rules mail-in voting unconstitutional and strikes down same-day registration. And a Wisconsin judge stops illegal absentee ballots, spoiling a huge blow to election fraud in the state of Wisconsin. And then I think the biggest news of the day, if what they're saying is true about the Pennsylvania suburbs, and it's going to be a red tsunami year. Chris, how much time we have left? 2 minutes. All right. So I don't think I have time to properly explain what's in this column in 2 minutes. I'll kind of put it to the side till we get back in the next segment, then I'll read it to you. Some other stories that I can read to you right now. The Biden economy craps out again today. Job destruction. The U.S. adds the lowest number of jobs in 18 months. The jobs report. The U.S. economy added 263 jobs in September, the lowest level in about 18 months, and missed even off of lowered expectations of 275,000 by forecasters. The more significant news that Americans are falling behind in wages and labor participation rate is still less than the rate in February 2020 before COVID. And so, look, I just think again and again, and by the way, I forgot to mention the biggest story I should have opened this hour with, because this is on my flagship station in Las Vegas, AM 670. And I forgot to mention that stabbing spree in Las Vegas, the guy who did it is an illegal alien, a Guatemalan national illegally in the United States. Between the economy and inflation and this job destruction and this illegal alien invasion of our country and the crime they're committing and the murders in broad daylight on the Vegas Strip, between all of it, it's all over for the Democrats, all unraveling. The American people are going to come out like animals. And they're going to vote Republican because that's the end of America if they don't. They all understand that what's happening now is sick, and it's the purposeful communist destruction of the United States of America. We're not putting up with it anymore. We're done with your crap. We're done with you turning America into a crap hole. Our big cities look worse than Hiroshima and Nagasaki after the atomic bomb. Wayne Allyn Root will be right back. RootForAmerica.com is the website, and you can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have perform millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineered Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your problems. previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, Wayne Allen, the root's on fire. The root's tired. the root is exhausted. The root is melting. The root is melting. I don't know how to make it through the last 40 minutes, but I'm going to do it because I'm the hardest working man in show business. The sponsor of this segment of the show is MyPillow. MyPillow, as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the best bed sheets ever. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which, of course, is crucial for my busy schedule. It wasn't his fault. I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get ready for a 6 o'clock a.m. hour TV interview. Mike is offering the best deal on his bed sheets. You can get a set of bed sheets for as low as $29.98. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. I know, I'm a witness. Mike's making a special offer for my listeners. You can get a set of bed sheets for as low as $29.98. Just log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. WAR for Wayne Allen Root. Promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code WAR or call 800-659-9475. 800-659-9475. All right. So, knowing what just happened on the Vegas Strip, certainly this should not surprise anybody. One of the lead stories today in the UK Daily Mail US edition, voters are alarmed by high crime rates, and that's winning Republican votes from soft on crime Democrats. Voters by wide margins are alarmed by the high crime rates and that is winning Republican votes from soft-on-crime Democrats in key Senate races in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and other midterm battlegrounds. 62% of voters say violent crime is getting worse. 83% say law and order is a priority issue in the November elections. Voters favor Republicans over Democrats for tackling elevated crime rates. Democrats are bashed in such battlegrounds as Pennsylvania, New Mexico, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Television advertisements bash candidates for being a defund the police Democrat. That is deadly to them. The FBI this week reported an estimated 4.3% rise in murders. And by the way, they're not even mentioning that is only 4.3% up because they're not counting Los Angeles or New York, who refused to give their statistics to the FBI. And those are probably the two worst cities. So, and robberies are up as well. So public safety is the big issue, and everybody is scared to death. Let's see. 83% of voters see crime as the priority issue in the midterms. 62% say violent crime is getting worse. 24% say crime is staying about the same. 11% say crime is getting better. I don't know who that moronic 11% is. Boy, are those some dumb people. Boy. 83% say violent crime will be important in the midterms. 52% say it will be very important. And only 15% say crime will not be important in the midterms. That must be, you know, brain-dead liberal feminist women who think the only issue in life is their ability to murder their baby till the moment the baby's born or after the baby's birth while it's lying on a table. What are they going to do, chop its head off when it's 2 hours old because they don't want it and survive their abortion procedure? That must be the 15% of extremely left, nut job liberal women who say crime is not important in the midterms. How can anyone say crime is not important in the midterms? If you say crime is not important, you are a moron, okay? A moron. Las Vegas stabbing suspect is a Guatemalan national in the United States illegally and has a criminal record in California. All those stabbings on the Vegas Strip yesterday were allegedly performed by the suspect, Yanni Barrios, 32, Guatemalan national. Stabbed 8 people, including 4 showgirls. Killed 2 of them. Nutcase. Nutcase. And what's interesting is the mayor of New York City, which is a sanctuary city, declares state of emergency after migrants overwhelm the resources of New York City. Mayor Eric Adams has declared a state of emergency because the sanctuary city was unprepared to provide for all the migrants arriving from Texas via buses to New York City. Folks, do you know how many people were sent to New York City by Texas? Let's just say at this point it's like a couple of thousand, 3,000. Let's say it's 4,000. It's a city of what? I don't know, 20 million? 4,000 illegals make the mayor say we're overwhelmed and it's a state of emergency. Do you realize on all the borders, California, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, those are all border states, on all of those borders, they are being overwhelmed by hundreds of thousands of illegals. And a lousy few thousand in New York City make the squeamish, wussy mayor of New York City declare his city's overwhelmed and it's a state of emergency. Think what would happen if we sent you millions of illegals. Every red state should send every illegal in the state to New York City and swamp them. Send a million. Send 2 million. Make the population of New York City go up by 40% with nothing but illegals. Good luck to you, losers.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We'll be right back.
through the roots of fire, trying to nurse my throat through one last half hour. After a long weekend, a really long day, since 5 o'clock this morning and on TV, so many times today I've lost count, and I'm exhausted, mentally and physically exhausted, but I'm here. As I always say, the hardest working man in conservative showbiz, Wayne on the Root. Engineered Tax Services is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They fight for small businesses like yours. They work with your accountant. They've taken care of small businesses like yours, mom and pop businesses, and all the way up to medium-sized businesses for the last several decades, and they've saved businesses like yours literally billions of dollars collectively. Billions. What they do is they isolate by combing through the tax code with their scientists, their lawyers, and their accountants. They isolate the best tax available to you as a small business owner, the same tax credits that go to multinational billion-dollar corporations, and they reduce their taxes dramatically. You can reduce yours dramatically. It's 100% legal, and they work with your accountant. They help the little guy save money from the clutches of Uncle Sam. Call Engineered Tax Services today to get a free no-cost analysis. You just tell them Wayne Root sent you, and it's a free no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519. Or visit engineeredtaxservices.com, toll free 800-236-6519. We've got our guest here, Chadwick Moore. Chadwick Moore, columnist and contributing editor at The Spectator and author of the new book, So You've Been Sent to Diversity Training. His new book, So You've Been Sent to Diversity Training. The website is chadwickmoore.com. Chadwick, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Happy Friday.
Yes. Now, I've been canceled by so many different companies and media, media titans. I can't even remember anymore who canceled me. But I've been canceled a lot lately, and I see that you were a writer for the New York Times and Playboy magazine before you were canceled in 2017 for coming out as a conservative. Tell us about what happened. What was that story like?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I used to work for liberal media. I was also editor-at-large for Out Magazine and The Advocate. And in February 2017, I had just had enough keeping my mouth shut. And this was, of course, right around the time of Trump's inauguration, when I saw all of my colleagues and everyone around me losing their minds over the democratically elected new president of the United States. And, you know, I would sort of stayed out of politics before that. I kept my opinions to myself, as I naively thought journalists were supposed to do. And I just had sort of had enough. I saw all my bosses tweeting, you know, Trump deranged things. And so I thought, quite innocently, I was a part of a piece in the New York Post where I came out as conservative. And I just had basically said, I thought very innocently, you know, that I believe in free speech. I believe the biggest story around me is that the media is missing the point of Trump and his election. And I don't want anyone to think that I'm like these people just because I work in liberal media and I live in New York City. And that was sort of the gist of it. Well, I didn't think it would really have much effect, but it went viral. And then I was fired from all my jobs just a couple of days later. And then on top of that, it wasn't just my work. I lost all my friends. I lost really everything.
Oh, my God. What did they say?
I was not prepared for.
Chadwick, what did they say to you? Did they even have a comment? Or they said you're fired. They gave a reason, but you knew what it was from. Did anybody actually have the balls to say, you know, you came out as a conservative, I hate you, you can't work for us anymore, you're fired?
No, my main gig, my editor had said a week before I had coffee with him, and we were talking about something not related to politics, you know, and I was sort of worried about downsizing, and he said, you know, as long as I'm running this magazine, you'll have a job here. And I knew he always loved my work and had my back. And then he fired me, and he called me up after an editorial meeting where I was just completely boxed out, and I kind of knew what was happening. And he had said, you know, he said, oh, I have to let you go, and I knew what it was about. And I think legally he could not quite say it because I live in only one of two states where you can't actually fire someone over their political beliefs. Ironically, that was started by the communists, some union people, decades ago. It's New York and California. But he, you know, he then started screaming, how could you do this to me? And why could you write that piece? And I was just really shocked. Looking back, I should have expected this, but at the time I thought it was quite, I'm like, this is America. Why can't I say what I think if all of you are free to say what you think?
It's amazing. It's just amazing. You know, I wrote for the Las Vegas Review Journal. It's been a long, long day. Sounds like I'm slurring my words. I'm not drunk. I'm just a little bit tired. And it's hard to focus and have thoughts when you're this tired. But I wrote for the Las Vegas Review Journal, which is the Las Vegas newspaper. And by the way, it's one of the top 20 newspapers in the United States size-wise. So it's a really significant paper. Even though it's Las Vegas, it really is a significant, large publication. And I was their opinion writer, and I wrote opinion columns for 4 years. I wrote over 100 columns a year, so 400 columns over 4 years. And they were looking for any excuse to fire me. They're supposed to be a conservative newspaper, and they literally fired me because Media Matters, you know, liberal group that hates conservatives and tries to slander and destroy conservatives, and they're backed by the money of George Soros. And I said something negative about George Soros on TV, on my Newsmax TV show, and they came after me like, hell hath no woman. What's that famous saying? Hell hath a woman that has been scorned.
No fury like a woman scorned.
Scorned, right. And so they were like, Media Matters, like a liberal woman scorned, and they tried to destroy me because I was against George Soros. So they called the editor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and they told him that Wayne has a bad advertiser on his TV show, and you should fire him. And the editor, who'd been looking for an excuse to fire me, fired me over having an advertiser that Media Matters didn't approve of. Can you even believe that's possible? I'm a writer. What's that got to do with my TV show and an advertiser that pays me money to be on the TV show that has nothing to do with me and I don't own them? And they fired me over that. It was the most incredibly ridiculous thing in the history of mankind. So, Chadwick, if they want to get you, they're going to find any excuse to get you, and it's so wrong. And it's unbelievable that they could do this to people. It's just beyond belief. But the main reason you're on is because you wrote this book, So You've Been Sent to Diversity Training. So tell us about the book. It's a funny look at everyday workers who've been forced to undergo diversity training. Tell us what that's like.
Right. Well, back to what you're talking about in Las Vegas Review Journal, obviously very, very famous, very well-respected paper. You know, I was sort of thinking that if mainstream journalism and magazines that I used to revere, like the New Yorker or the Atlantic, if they still had any chops or anything relevant or fun to say, why haven't I seen a piece about diversity training? Because it's so ridiculous and so hilarious. And also, as you get to know, as you dig more deeper into it, very, very sort of wicked and sinister. But I thought, if these magazines still had some chops, somebody would have done a piece on this by now. And I realized that no one had. And I thought, well, I got to write about it. And I don't think it's a magazine piece. It's a book. So I talked to a bunch of people. As you said, I talked to guys on oral rigs. I have a whole chapter about the NYPD and their diversity training. I have another chapter about the military. And then I just talked to people like, people who are working on the retail sales floor of like Ralph Lauren and, and people work at IT departments.
And by the way, Chadwick, you said oil rigs. They give diversity training to rough, kind of stevedore blue-collar guys on an oil rig?
I got to say, that's my favorite part of the book, is talking to this guy, Jeremy. Everyone wanted a pseudonym, so Jeremy's not his real name, because everyone's terrified of talking to media, talking about this stuff of getting, fired, getting deemed a racist, a homophobe, something. But the oil rig chapter is my favorite, and he told me about on their oil rig. They're out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Newfoundland, and they have pink shirt day on their rig, where all the guys on the rig have to show wearing a pink shirt to show that they support diversity and they're against bullying, and they all have to get together for a photograph. And that's just the tip of the iceberg what these guys on this oil rig have had to go through for their diversity training.
Well, don't forget,
it's really quite incredible.
Don't forget, Chadwick, the NFL. I've been an NFL fan my whole life, and please understand, I love gay people. I have lots of gay fans. There's nothing wrong with gay people at all. I love them, but that doesn't mean that the NFL should go out of their way to have ads on TV that say we love lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgenders. It's just strange. It's got nothing to do with football. I don't want you to have an ad that says I like straight people. I don't want you an ad that says I like White Lives Matter. You'd be offending black people, right? So don't you think when you say we support as a football league gay people or lesbians or transgenders or Black Lives Matter, you're taking a stand and someone on the other side is going to be offended too. What has football got to do with any of this? And the answer is nothing. Why do they fall on themselves to show how wonderful and diverse they are? It's got nothing to do with playing football. I don't want you to be pro-white or pro-black or pro-gay or pro-straight. Just don't mention it even. It's got nothing to do with your business. Don't you think that's happening in every business in America? And it's absurd.
Absolutely. And I think with, and I think every normal sane person and 99% of football fans would agree with you on that. What I think is happening with football, and this is sort of the same with the military, and I have a whole chapter on the military in the book, is, you know, if you look at the left, you know, we always say the left dominates every aspect of American culture, entertainment, media, academia. And what are the two areas of culture and professional life that the right has very much had a stronghold in? It's professional sports and it's the military.
Right.
And what do we see are the biggest targets now for this kind of wokeism? It's, you know, take a knee at the football games, wear your rainbow jersey, you know, have your commercials, your gay commercial on football, and the military, which we have this kind of this weird, like, bizarre extremism.
Like going on a hike, I saw one military unit went on a hike and they were carrying the rainbow flag. You know, first of all, you don't need any flag on a hike, but if you're going to carry a flag, the only flag you should carry is the American flag. We're not a gay country. We're not a straight country. You shouldn't carry a Black Lives Matter flag, but you also shouldn't carry a White Lives Matter flag. It's all ridiculous. It really is. Hey, Chadwick, the music's on. We got to run. You've been great. Columnist, contributing editor at The Spectator, author of the new book, So You've Been Sent to Diversity Training. You can find out more at his website, chadwickmore.com. Appreciate everything you do, my friend. God bless. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. God bless.
All right, we'll be right back. Last segment of the weekend. My voice is going, glory, hallelujah. Ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You know how much I believe in vitamins. Vitamins have been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group was one of President Trump's health advisors and worked to develop natural solutions to the situations we're dealing with around the world. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more energy, and maintain regularity. That is why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut to help eliminate gas, constipation, and bloating. Oxy Powder is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body, change your life. Get a 15% discount with a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Visit globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 15% off.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7366. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wayne Ellerouth, the Roots on Fire. By the way, my sound is really down, Chris. If you could turn it up just a little bit on your end, just blast in my ear just a little bit. I don't know if I can. Am I the only one who could do that on my end, or you could do it too? Oh, wow. I don't know why it's so low. I have no idea, but all of a sudden it went low, and I switched from my IFB to my headset, and it's still super low.
You sound like Pavarotti. You sound like Pavarotti right now. That's how good you sound, as tired as you are, my friend.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Global Healing. And all of you know how much I believe in vitamins. I'm Mr. Vitamin, and vitamins have been the key to my success and my incredible energy and my perfect health for decades. And now I'm excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group was actually one of President Trump's health advisors. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. You know who taught me that? Dr. Group. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system and unlock more energy. That's why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut and helps eliminate gas, constipation, bloating. Oxy Power is the key to having more energy, more vitality, more health. Cleanse your gut, cleanse your body, change your life. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war. Order now, and you'll receive Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free. Plus, you're going to get 15% off every vitamin you buy at Global Healing, plus 15% off Oxy Powder, their top-selling supplement to clean your gut and change your life, and a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Global Healing. So it's very exciting to have vitamin companies with us. I promised you I'd tell you what's going on in the Pennsylvania suburbs that is representative, I think, of what's going to happen in the election in general. But first, I wanted to tell you a story that is just so scary that you just can't believe this is America, Biden's America. The wife of a pro-life activist films heavily armed FBI agents who arrested her husband at home. This is a country home in Tennessee on a sunny autumn morning, decorated for the fall season. Heavily armed FBI agents swarm the property while a wife is heard begging for answers as Biden's Gestapo takes her husband away for being pro-life. On Wednesday, Biden's Gestapo, this is the article I'm reading, they're obviously talking about FBI agents, heavily armed. Biden's Gestapo arrested 11 pro-life activists for a peaceful protest at an abortion clinic that took place over a year ago. The 11 pro-life activists face up to 11 years in prison and $250,000 in fines. Now I know why Biden made pot completely legal yesterday and said anyone who's ever been arrested for it, you've now got a pardon. It's a blanket pardon for thousands of people over pot offenses. You know why? He's emptying the jail so he could fill them with pro-life activists who go to peaceful protests. I mean, this is the sickest stuff I've ever heard in my life. Screen images from cell phone video taken by his wife show FBI agents at the front door of the home of Paul Vaughn, 55, after they arrest him at gunpoint in front of his family before they walk off refusing to answer questions while one agent comes around from behind the house. So they won't even tell you or tell the family, the wife, why they're arresting the husband. It's so bizarre. 55-year-old Paul Vaughn of Personhood, Tennessee, said the scene of the pro-life protest was like a church service with protesters singing hymns and reading scripture and praying. Retired FBI agent Steve Gray commented on the raid, "This force used by the FBI to effect this arrest is unacceptable and unnecessary. I've been on numerous gang and organized crime arrests within the New York FBI. We never brought or displayed rifles to make those arrests. The agents should have given their names when requested." So they need to give their names when the wife said, "I want your names." So a description of his arrest went on a Give, Send, Go page posted on his behalf. "My pro-life friend Paul Vaughn was arrested yesterday by the FBI in an early morning raid in front of his family. Paul's the president of Personhood, Tennessee, a group that advocates for a biblical view of the inalienable dignity of the human person. He is a peace-loving Christian family man. At 7 a.m., four heavily armed FBI agents approached Paul's home with guns drawn and began banging on his door so hard it made his farmhouse shake. A father of 11, Paul's alleged crime is that he was present at a peaceful pro-life rescue that took place over a year ago in March of 2021 in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Paul was never arrested by local police because he was working to mediate between the pro-life rescuers and the police to ensure everyone's safety. No one was hurt, no property damaged." I mean, look, I don't even want to read the rest of this. You can see where this is going. You understand what's happening to America. No damage, no arrests, no one hurt, let alone killed. You just have a peaceful protest where you pray in front of an abortion clinic. And the BLM protesters that looted and burned and torched and burned to the ground, took over downtown areas. Remember they called it like the Chop Zone, I think it was called, in Seattle. They took over a whole downtown area in Minneapolis, in Seattle, in Portland. And people could not conduct business. Stores could not conduct business. None of them got arrested. And none of them were charged with anything serious if they were arrested. And they would have all been let out minutes later on bail because there's no bail anymore. You know, because you're just, you know, you're a person of color, so you can't possibly be held on bail because, you know, you probably had no father growing up. I mean, you can't believe what's happening in the United States of America. They're emptying the prisons of pot offenses so they can arrest all the pro-life people and all the peaceful Trump protesters. This is America. Have yourselves a nice weekend. We'll see you next week. Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. God bless you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.